Okay, this is going to be a much more faster video, or not as long video as the last one was. We're going to produce or do the post production of the Mirror Nocturne song that we just did in the last video called The Hourglass. And so when you get stems from from Suno, you get two stems, the vocals and then the instruments. The vocals, I always use the vocal stem that Suno gives because I think it's a much cleaner stem than what Splitter can give you. And I'm using Splitter GUI 2.9.4.0. I've got it installed through Bottles on OpenMandriva, and it just works. So what I do is I set it for 4, and then I drag the instrumental wave file there and let it do its thing. And it will spit those out into a folder that I've already got set here in Splitter Stems. And it will take the remaining instruments from that stem from Suno, split it up into drums, bass, other, and I think vocals is another one. I ignore the vocals one because it's usually just the frequencies that makes it sound like AI, just the weird screeches and squawks that it does. So we sit here and we'll wait for this to finish. Again, there it goes. Didn't take long. So we take this, and I will cut that. We go back to our Mirror Nocturne Hourglass folder, and we'll paste that there. Now, I close that, close the Bottles application, and then we'll bring over Reaper. And this is what I love the most about Reaper, is that you can set up project templates. If you notice, I've got 3 templates set up already: Byte Rebel, Jimmy Jackknife, and Mirror Nocturne. When I click this, this is going to open up 4 tracks that I can stick the individual instruments and vocals on. And I've already gone through and I set up the plugins that I like, and it just works freaking awesome. Now, I always check and make sure my volume on the main or the master is at -3, because I have the limiter, real limit, set at -6, so I get a good solid loud level all across. These are all set up already at 0 for the vocals, bass is at -3, drums is at -2, and then the other is at -3. These I will adjust, but typically on the drums, I just basically use a transient controller, set it 2 to make the drums pop more. The effects on the other, which is usually the guitars, is just 2 re-EQs. One's is a basic 11-band Fender or Mesa amplifier, and it's I've got it set so that it kind of keeps that out. Here, this one is set at the 160 frequency at -1.5. That typically, I've learned this from a tip from EQing and mixing and mastering tutorials, to this will give you room for your bass guitar and your bass, synth bass or any kind of bass, to live in. And then the the bass guitar is basically just the same. It's just a preset of, of a hard driving bass, rolls off all the super lows, so you can get a good overall loud sound. Now what I do is I come over here and I'll grab the vocals from Suno. I'll put those there. And then I'll open up my the ones from Spleeter. The bass will go there. The drums will go there. And then the other will go there. And they all line up just perfect. So what you, this is the important part. See how small these waves are. If you go through, you select all of them. On Reaper, if you hit F2, and then you hit the normal, it'll bring up the MIDI item properties, and you hit the normalize each end of each item separately, hit the OK, and see how much bigger they are. That's much more sound to play with. The more bytes you got to play with, the better. So now this is just my default settings for Mirror Nocturne. Let's see how it sounds. Okay, I like it, but the drums needs to come up to -1 because they need to be more pronounced. And the guitars, we can leave those alone. Bass is at -3, so let's do this. Okay, so now we'll move over here, double check how that sounds. Okay, don't have to really worry about that, the red, because it's not. Where you want to worry about the red is if it's in the master. That just means it's getting more slapped, more punched.
Searching for a way to break the chain every step I take.
Now every once in a while, like this section here, I'll go in and solo it to see if it's anything really loud and distracting. See how that kind of sounds weird? So what I'll do is I'll zoom in on those. And I'll just go split, and then, oh, not drag. Go there, split, delete, because those weird noises can give you a shitty sounding final mix because it's taking away frequencies that doesn't need to be, or it's, you know, it's making frequencies that does not need to be processed by the effects. So, turn off the solo. See this one here? Oops. Solo. There's nothing there. Nothing to worry about on that one. But this here, and yeah, see, we're going to leave that because that is with the vocals. Future, but we can't let go of the past. Can't break free, can't make it last. See, what we can do, I'll unsolo these, and then we'll, after this stops playing, we'll see how it sounds. Make it last. Oops, wrong button. Wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to mute it. Make it last. TikTok goes the hourglass. Time is slipping fast. We're racing against the sands in this never-ending cast. Got our sound eyes on the future, but we can't let go of the past. Deal with it. Can't break free, can't make it last. Lost in the haze of yesterday's. Has some low frequencies there. Nope, wrong button. Okay, so I think this is going to sound good. Lost in the haze of yesterday's pain. I'm searching for a way. Hourglass, time is slipping fast. Can't make it last. TikTok goes the hourglass. Time is slipping fast. We're racing against the sand. In this never-ending cast, got our eyes on the future, but we can't let go of the past. Can't break free, can't make it last. Okay, then I just go up here and I do save the project as new Nocturne. Hourglass, call it the hourglass. Save, and then I will export to Needs Finished. That's the folder that I'm collecting everything in, and it's called the hourglass. This will put it into a wave file, and it will show me the waveform. This is how much it's been reduced by the limiter. You see how it's all nice and level. That's good for today's modern music. So there you have it. Now I can go over here to my music. I will go to Need to Upload, Need Finished, and there it is right there. I need to, I'll use FFmpeg to render that to a FLAC file, attach the ID tags to it, and the artwork, and it's done. This needs to be uploaded. So that's how you do it, or how I do it. I love Reaper. Awesome. We'll catch you guys again next time. Be good. Be safe. I told you it wasn't going to be an hour long, like it was last time. So 15 minutes. There you go. Toodles.